to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, we do. We do have a question of the day I meant to get to yesterday. We're going to do that this hour on venous insufficiency. If that sounds bizarre to you, just stick around. We'll try to make some sense of it. And a moment of duh. Yes, yeah, I know you miss the moments of duh. Plus, you miss me waxing eloquently on geopolitical confusing events. Confusing events. Why are they confusing? Because John Kerry's involved. And we've got news as to the messaging of Vice President John Kerry in Crimea, or is it Crimea, the Ukraine out there with Russia. And whose missiles are bigger? Everybody's, you know, boom, 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 boom. Get those war drums a drumming. Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So
I like the way you put that. Who's got a bigger missile, right?
Right. It's the same old, you know. Go back to the sandbox. You know, go ahead and have Putin and Kerry playing, or you know, you got to send Obama over. Just playing the sandbox.
I don't know. Now check it out. Listen. We got Obama. I mean, listen. Whenever they show Obama trying to look steadily, what is he doing? He's, you know, he's playing basketball or something.
Mm-hmm. Cool,
you gotcha.
Right?
I mean, listen, Putin, man. I mean, how many times have you seen the pictures of him? He's like riding with no shirt on a horse, yeah, with an AR-15 hunting wild boar. You know, he's a pretty manly man.
I tell you what we need to do, Super Don. We need to fit Barack Obama and John Kerry with the same mask that LeBron James now wears on the Miami Heat for a broken nose, because that looks like it's working for LeBron.
Yeah, well, did you see? I mean, he was wearing like this all black. It made him look like a knight, you know, or something. Like he should have like he was like jousting or something. And they made him switch to an all clear one now. Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked like Kato from the dragon?
From the green, what is it, the Green Hornet?
The Green Hornet. And Seth, yeah. Interestingly enough, we talked about Seth Rogen yesterday. He remade the Green Hornet.
That's right.
Of course, Seth Rogen, we think you're funny, but that movie kind of sucked.
Yeah, I like the original. I was a big Bruce Lee fan. I really was growing up, and so I thought
as was I. Kung Fu, though. Kung Fu. Whose Kung Fu is better? This hour, we're going to determine that. Have I ever talked about the law of reversed effort on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don? Do you ever remember me bringing that concept up?
I do. I do remember that.
Okay, good. I thought I did, but I want to be sure that I did. Now, law of reversed effort is basically the harder you squeeze and hold on to something, the more it will escape your grasp. You know, the more effort you put into it, the more it will be used, that effort will be used against you. Law of reversed effort. And I see that happening more and more with the desperation, the desperate techniques and methods left or available to the vaccine industrial complex, the vaccinologist of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And there's a big story here we've been wanting to cover for a few days, and the title says it all. Pro-vaccine messages actually backfire, according to this study. And this is a big article here. ABC News or NBC News is covering it. I'm sure everybody else is covering it too, but public health messages aimed at boosting childhood vaccination rates may be backfiring. Now, I'm not surprised by this because in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, we have among the many parents who have unfortunately witnessed firsthand the harm to their children by these needles approved by the FDA. And in these cases, you know, we visited with these folks. You know some of them, Super Don, whether the kids are into the autism spectrum or not. We broadcast 2 years in a row from Autism One, and Dr. Batar and I are going to be there as well at Autism One in May in Chicago. And we know firsthand that when we see injuries that occur right before our eyes as parents to our children, you can't come in as an expert and say you didn't see what you just saw, or even try to explain it away by saying, well, you saw what you saw, but it wasn't caused by the thing that preceded the thing that happened in there. Of course, it's not, and it never could be, the vaccine, especially when the medical literature and the inserts to those very vaccines claim the opposite. And so what's happening is they're complaining and crying about the intelligent families, the intelligent moms and dads who actually can link cause and effect, despite the fact that the CDC officials that are, you know, they may have high-level degrees and they're not using the sense that God may have given them, except maybe it's the sense to keep their head down and just agree with whatever their higher-ups tell them so that they may maintain a job and are not thrown out into the street. But I say there is no excuse for doing that. It is immoral, unethical, it is criminal, and we go back to the Nuremberg trials post-Nazi Germany World War II. You cannot tell me if you work for the CDC or the FDA and you're standing against families who have acknowledged the damage caused by vaccines and many other things approved by the Fear and Death Administration. You cannot say that attacking those families or denying the reality of what they've experienced is honorable in any way, shape, or form, or is protecting children in any way, shape, or form. These parents are charged with protecting their kids, not you. You CDC dunderheads, you FDA Nazis, not you guys. You guys are supposed to protect the food from being adulterated and poisoned, yet you come down in the sandbox of GMOs and you want to spread that sand all around all of the kids around the world and destroy their gut integrity, much like the vaccines are doing, creating all kinds of neurological and endocrine and other havoc, even creating autoimmune diseases and cancers. And so it doesn't surprise me that pro-vaccine propaganda is backfiring. But I know those who are still convinced that the FDA and the CDC and doctors and the vaccine industrial complex can do no wrong, they're only here for the benevolent benefit of mankind and all children, there's nothing I can say against vaccines necessarily that would change your mind. That's why I don't waste my time and energy trying to convince anybody of this. I just share my experience, not only as a homeopath, but also as a dad, and as someone who has been involved in this for over 24 years now. And in fact, I will recommend now, if you haven't downloaded through our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, they have their mechanisms for educational audio things. You can download the content called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, a 10-hour-plus downloads from John Rappaport and I. And we did this, a couple of years ago at least now, but it's changing the posture of the people who listen. So if you're on the fence, give a listen to what's there and keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, having said that, Super Don, I know you're a dad, and before you were on the Robert Scott Bell Show, you might have been on the fence about this or maybe never even thought about vaccines as being good, bad, or ugly. You just assume, well, they're just part of everything. The docs say it's good, so we just do it unconsciously, and we hope our kids are fine from it. But you've seen too much now, not only hearing on the show, but even friends that have children who are injured in this way.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, before you become knowledgeable about something, you're just kind of along with the groupthink that's out there. And a lot of people are still in that camp. But you know what? I think what we're seeing here is the byproduct of what it is that we've been doing for all these years. And, you know, listen, information travels at the speed of light now. People can become informed about things, educated about things in ways that you couldn't 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And what we're seeing now is just people are becoming so enlightened. They're having access to information they didn't have before. And listen, we cover stories all the time about this drug company hid this. This drug company, you know, was lied about this, and these people got sick about this. These, you know, drugs are you know, it's all about profit. The money's in the medicine, not in the cure. And all of the corruption, not to mention the corruption in the media itself that's putting out these stories and these information. And I think what we're seeing here is that people have come to a point now where they're so skeptical about the media, about the government, about the corruption, about the revolving doors between, you know, corporations and government, that now when a story comes out and they try and say, look, you need to get this drug or you need to use this vaccine because if you don't, you're going to die. People look at it and go, what? Lips are moving. I mean, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
And so they're going to do the opposite of what the media is trying to push. And I think this is what they're really struggling with, is because they're trying to figure out, how do we get people to do what it is we want to do now? You know, because, I mean, look at it. Look at what the drug companies are doing with the sales reps. We used to nail these guys, I mean, year after year, about the sales reps going in there and pushing the drugs and them hiring the cheerleaders to go out there and try and get the doctors to prescribe drugs and stuff. And what have we seen over time? There's been this thing going on where doctors are like backing off, going, nah, I don't think we want to quite go there now. Keep the sales reps out of my office, please. And you're seeing the drug companies. I mean, they're losing money. They're losing money because people are not buying into it as much as they used to. And so I think what we're seeing is I want to call it success. People are getting smart.
Yeah.
Now you see these companies, now they're saying, I mean, look at the GMO issue just alone. How many companies have you seen just in the last 6 months now that are going, okay, maybe we won't do GMOs anymore?
You said something very smart. Among many things, you said they're smart. Smart. That's the key here. The frustrating thing for the pro-vaccine apologist is that it's the smart people that are actually saying no and cannot be swayed from their perspective. That's the thing that's different about this. And it's frustrating because, yeah, the manipulatable will always be the manipulatable unless some event happens to come along horrible, unfortunately, in many cases, like children that are injured, to wake them out of their drug-induced, vaccine-induced stupor or sleep. That they say, whoa, 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 I was lied to. As I said, I found that personally. The first 18, 19 years of my life, I figured out that I was lied to about a lot of things, particularly when it came to modern medicine and the care for the human frame, etc. And that led me to start questioning everything and what they are not liking, the authoritarians out there. And they could be from other fields of the official stories that are propagated out there from government, media, etc., and big corps. Is that once somebody sees through one lie, they find a thread and they keep pulling it and they go, oh my gosh, the thread doesn't run out. So, what do you think? What could the CDC say to you to change your mind and get your kids or yourself vaccinated? Is there anything the CDC could say to convince you to vaccinate after you've woken up and listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show and read Natural News or listen through naturalnewsradio.com? We're coming back with a question of the day. And if you'd like to chime in, 866-939-2355. Venous insufficiency. What is it?
Around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network.
Along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations.
Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more.
Two big days. April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Anything the CDC could say to you to get you to vaccinate your kids once you're convinced by your own experience that, well, that ain't right. That CDC just ain't right. No. And a lot of these agencies aren't, from the state and federal level, both. And we cover them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week. Archives found at nationalnewsradio.com. Of course, our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. Heard around the world through UK Health Radio, as well as Digital Radio -103 in Australia. And who knows where else? iTunes, etc. We're glad you're with us. Tell your friends, robertscottbell.com, the place, and the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and RSV. Lots of the things we discuss actually revealed in that book in a lot of detail. Great read, easy read, but well worth the time. You can download the ebook at unlockthepowertoheal.com or go to Barnes & Noble online or Amazon.com online and get the real book. It'll be sent to you. Anyway, very exciting stuff that we've got to cover today, including a question of the day. Are you ready for that, Superdon? Question of the day?
Let's do it.
Have you ever heard of venous insufficiency?
I haven't. This is the first time.
Yeah, and it's not a deficiency of the planet Venus. It's about your veins, just in case you were thinking that. Here it comes from Sandra. I've recently been diagnosed with venous insufficiency in my left leg above my ankle. That left side, of course, is a focal point for a homeopath to look and say that's circulatory more than it is liver, although the liver may play a role on the right-sided focus there. But left side, all right? My doctor has showed me how to open my lymph nodes. That's a good doctor. And also suggested the rebounder as well as supportive stockings. I'm doing all of this, and I'm wondering if you have any suggestions as to what I can also take or do to improve this situation. Thank you. I love your show and have been an avid listener for years. Well, Sandra, I got to answer that. I mean, if you were a new listener, I could ignore you. But a longtime listener, of course, we're going to answer your question. And, of course, just kidding on the new listeners. We answer your questions, too. 866-939-BELL. Now, Sandra, we talk about the main mineral that we rely upon for vascular strength, elasticity, and integrity. And Superdon's been paying attention, so I don't even know if I have to ask him because he'll know. Because sometimes he gets mad at me when I ask him and I stump him and I don't mean to. You know this one, don't you?
You know I'm multitasking. What's the question?
Oh. The main mineral for vascular integrity, strength, and elasticity, which will help with Sandra's veins.
Silica?
Starts with an S. Yeah! Oh, nailed it!
Yay!
I'm doing a high five. High five, Super Don. Nice job, Silica. The silicon we get is from Alpha Health Products, and it's also from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. You do the Silica Challenge for a month. That is four, three times a day. I think it's about 1,200 milligrams a day. But you're really loading the silica up, and that'll help to strengthen the vascular integrity, and that includes the veins. Now, from another trace element perspective, we've talked about copper. And by the way, I think Ty Bollinger got it right, too, out there in the sphere of, you know, healing that he's in. But yes, we have another mineral metal that's getting a bad name, and rightly so when it's taken to excess, and that is copper. Copper. Now, in homeopathic form, it's known as cuprum metallicum, and it's an excellent trace element to work with the venous system, vascular integrity, varicosities, varicose veins. And if you want a comprehensive homeopathic formula, I would urge you to go to kingbio.com, and they have varicose veins formulas, and they have other formulas that address different aspects of a weakening vascular system. So that's good. Copper or cuprum metallicum. Also, if you do copper, you do it in a hydrosol, kind of colloidal form, so you're getting micrograms. It's a trace element, and we're finding out, thanks to the good works of Mike Adams at the Natural News Forensic Foods Lab, we're finding out that a lot of supplements and even organic products are spiked with too high amounts of copper. So utilizing homeopathic cuprum metallicum as well as copper in a colloidal or hydrosol form, and I believe Sovereign Silver is about to release theirs. Very exciting. I've been putting it to the test. It's excellent. You have a safe way to interact with a trace element like copper so you won't overdose on it, and that's good news. There are certainly other things to address vascular elasticity, strength, and varicosities. If you want to add to it, give me a call now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or log on to Facebook or follow me on Twitter, at RS Bell Media on Twitter. And, of course, we do extra bonus stuff together, Super Don and I, or TMB, when we do our Wednesdays, on the RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. So sign up for alerts there as well, and we'll get you plugged into all the healing you need. Now, we need some political healing. We do. And I'm just the guy to try and deliver it. Except that Yoda always tells me,
you or do not. There is no try.
So we're going to do it. We're going to do some political healing, geopolitical healing. Kerry, Vice President Kerry, is in the Ukraine doing the nasty with, what's that guy's name, Putin? Yeah, it's all nasty if you watch the news.
Doing
but we're going to get you
with Putin? What kind of show is this?
What kind of radio show is this? I ask myself that all the time. Political healing next.
That masked man was.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Russia spikes John Kerry's fruit punch film at 11. Now we'll get to that. Also, the fact that I think, what did I say John Kerry was? Did I say he was vice president?
You called him vice president, and it's funny because it threw me for a second. I was like, no, he's not the vice president. He's the former vice. No, wait a minute. No, he wasn't.
No, wait a minute. Right? Oh. Isn't that funny, though? Because I think it was Hillary Clinton, and he replaced Hillary Clinton. And John Kerry and Hillary Clinton are becoming, really look a lot alike now. I don't know if it's just because of the Secretary of State thing does that to you.
You know what they say. They say that you end up looking like your dog after a while.
Well, John Kerry, we can acknowledge that. Now, Joe Biden, we know is vice president, but he's a non-entity, so the mistake is acceptable in my mind. whether he's vice president or secretary of state. We'll get to that in a moment. Political healing. We still got some physiological healing to do. And I answered a question on the air from Sandra, who put it on the website at robertscoutbell.com. She is now calling in, perhaps to complain that I didn't answer it clear enough. Sandra, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now, did I?
She's not complaining at all.
She's not.
No.
Oh,
I was afraid that I really.
I'm happy you answered the call. I am so thrilled that I got your information. I follow pretty much everything you say to do, Robert. But I wanted to know how many milligrams a day. You said 4-3 times a day, and I wrote down what you said. And I'm taking 50 milligrams twice a day.
Of what? Of what? The silica or the copper?
The silica.
Okay, yeah, because the silica was my memory, and I'll double check this, but it was around 1,200 milligrams a day. It's a much higher quantity, but it was the Alta Health products, which is the concentrate of the tea of the horsetail extract. So it gives you a lot more than you could drink. You couldn't drink that much horsetail extract tea to get that, so they do a wonderful job. So it comes into the body as food, and it's what Chris Barr, our good friend, calls the silica challenge. It's the loading phase to really accelerate the strength of all the connective tissue of the body. So whether you're dealing with hemorrhoids or whether you're dealing with the veins, that kind of thing. So are you following me on that?
Yes, 1,200 milligrams, and I'm taking tablets. They're funky-looking tablets, take capsules. Well,
are they the Alta Health products, ALTA, the tablets that look like they're oval?
No, this is World Organic, but I can I can order those next. I'll certainly order them.
Yeah, have you talked to Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy? He's awesome about that. He only carries the food-grown products I recommend.
No, I started with you, but I know I have to talk to Jonathan, and I have talked to, your other guy, King Bio. He's great, too.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're awesome, man. Yeah. Well, Sandra, listen, I appreciate you reaching out, and you're listening live each day, and that's very exciting. But even if those of you who are listening to this after the fact, there are no cheap seats, no nosebleed seats, and we know how to handle nosebleeds if there were, and no expiration dating required, and no preservatives. So, Sandra, you're wonderful. We appreciate you being out there, and I'm sure you're telling your friends about this place.
Oh, I am. I've got more people listening to you than you can imagine here on the West Coast, because in Orange County, California. And we're getting all the
radiation. Are you worried that you're on a list, Sandra? You're worried that you're on a list somewhere now?
I've given up. You know, I don't care. I just I want to protest. I've told people about vaccinations, become a nutritionist. Yeah. I've carried the torch. And my aim is to educate as many people as I can, and that includes listening to you and all the other people and the naturopaths out there giving health conferences and your stuff. So it's just educating. That's what I do.
You are bringing the power to heal back to those who are around you, and I appreciate that so very much, Sandra. You are a hometown healer.
Thank you. Thank you. I've seen you when you came to Long Beach, and I met Liam. Gosh, is he interesting in person.
Nice way to put it. Yeah, I like that.
We'll let Liam know.
Oh, yeah. I got his book. Passed that around to my friends. Told him to get it. So, yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, next book on the list, you got to get Unlock the Power to Heal. It's ready for you, and I'll sign it next time I see you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Sandra, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
There is somebody who's got some oppositional defiance disorder.
Defiance disorder, ODD, right? Yeah, but as I said that, if you don't have a little bit of ODD, you're not doing something right. And Sandra's doing it right, and we appreciate her. And, what are we going to say? What am I going to say to that? Lovely, thrilled that she's out there putting it to work. And terrific. Now, political healing. I don't know how to segue from that, quite honestly. It's like I don't want to talk politics. I'm not thrilled talking politics, but it is the center of conversation. It is covering all of the news now that the Academy awards are over. People are going, hey, what's going on in Russia? You know, and we better tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show and find out, right? Political healing. This is the place. So we got John Kerry over there. making some statements, trying to defuse the situation, at the same time trying to wave a big stick at Putin, who I don't think gives a flip at this point. And I wanted to get a deeper level perspective or understanding of what's really going on. So Tom's got a couple of audio clips, thanks to Super Don here, of John Kerry over there in Kiev. Is he in Kiev right now? Where is he? Somewhere over there in Ukraine.
He apparently flew into Kiev this morning and did a press conference, about a 20-minute press conference this morning.
Yeah, and he's trying not to play chicken in Kiev. But he is on the record. We want to hear what he has to say. Go ahead and run John Kerry. Clip number one.
We are working closely and will continue to work closely with the IMF team and with international partners in order to develop an assistance package to help Ukraine restore financial stability in the short run and to be able to grow its economy in the long run. I'm pleased to say that this package includes an immediate $1 billion in a loan guarantee to support Ukraine's recovery, and we are currently working with the Treasury Department of the United States and with others to lay out a broader, more comprehensive plan.
$1 billion?
Like we have an extra billion laying around. John Kerry just found. Oh, look! There's more people than ever out of work in America.
No,
we got a
Robert,
billion. Let's
listen. He just grabbed his shopping cart, just made a quick stop by the Fed on the way to the airport, and just kind of filled it up and got on the plane. What are you talking about?
You don't know how close you are to that truth, Super Don. You really are. and you know, the last I checked, I think we were like $14 trillion in debt and counting. The U.S. corporate United States. And, of course, they try to lay that on everybody with a Social Security number. That's another show, another time. But a billion, we're going to guarantee a loan. So he's going to say, actually, we're not really giving it. We're just guaranteeing a loan. Oh, if that's the case, where is it coming from? You said the Federal Reserve. It's only partly true, but it is accurate enough to some degree. Does he mention it in the second clip? I think I'll hesitate on saying where this is going to let you know what all this political posturing is about. Because, you know, they're claiming it's democracy. We got to protect the world, make it safe for democracy. We need the Ukraine. They want democracy, right? That's what this is all about. Is it really, though? I have questions about that. And I think Kerry may answer some of those questions for us in this next clip, don't you, Super Don? Am I all right?
I do. This is what it's all about for the reason why he's in Kiev. Let's roll clip two.
And we're helping Ukraine to cope with Russia's politically motivated trade practices, whether it's manipulating the energy supply or banning the best chocolates made in Ukraine.
What?
What?
We're over there to protect the best chocolates made in Ukraine. The chocolate.
This is tragic. I mean, listen.
This is
Putin is trying to block the best chocolate in Ukraine. We must. Why do we not have boots on the ground? We've got to get over there. It's a humanitarian issue.
You know, I can answer that very easily because John Kerry went to the Willy Wonka School of Political Posturing. You know, there's no better way to get the Ukraine people and the people of planet Earth on your side mounted against Russia by saying, we are going to protect the best chocolate of the Ukraine from being banned by Putin and Russia. You see what I'm saying here?
Here's $1 billion. Here's $1 billion. Here. Let's save the chocolate.
It's going to take a cool billion to do that, but it's that important, it's that worth it. Now, the reality is, and I heard him on the radio this morning, I was out and about, he was talking about the IMF. That's right, my fellow Americans, the International Monetary Fund. Now, if you're not already aware of this, the IRS is the collection agency for the bank and the fund. It's right there in the statutes. It's right there in the congressional record. Who is the bank and what is the fund? The bank is the World Bank. The fund is the International Monetary Fund, a subsidiary of which is the, what did he call it? The Federal Reserve and the Treasury, collecting as well through the IRS for what? The American people to feel so safe and secure that they're working so hard to know that the government of the United States is out there around the world making the world safe for Ukrainian chocolates. I'm telling you, this is the political healing like you will never hear in the mainstream media and probably much of the alternative media as well. The IMF loans are securing what? They're securing access to the global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, of which Heinz Kerry is a part of, and many of the elitists on all of the, let's say, higher-ups of many of the world's countries, whether they be considered democracy or tyranny, they play in that sandbox, and as our friend George Carlin said, they got a club, and you ain't in it, and we ain't in it either. But they will extract everything they can from you in order to convince you that it's for your own good, because if they don't, you might not access something you've never had in your entire life, and that is a Ukrainian Snickers bar. Maybe it's just me, but I've not had it. Maybe it's good, too. But do we really need world diplomacy to make the world safe for Ukrainian chocolate? I don't know. The IMF is going to secure loans to the Ukraine if only they can kick out Russia, who wants to basically say the Federal Reserve note, fiat dollar, should not be the world's reserve currency. And other countries are getting on board with that idea, including Gaddafi, but he's no longer around because the military-industrial complex is doing the bidding not of the American people and a constitutionally ordained republic, if I can call it that, but for these global corporations that want one world odor, and they want you a mandated customer, and they want you and your kids to get vaccinated. Not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Moment of Doubt coming up.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health there for. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, now that we're all politically healthy and up to speed on the Russian-Ukrainian crisis, we can go back to health and healing and pointing out general absurdities with a scientific basis in fact. We only hope that the United States taxpayer is not responsible for something known as today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's delayed Canadian moment of duh. That's right, it's a Canadian moment of duh. Brought to you by Molson Golden Opportunities to sexually harass people of the opposite sex in a setting that, believe it or not, this is what makes it rise to the moment of duh, happens more often than not in a bar. That's right. A study in Canada figured this out.
Amazing.
Sexual harassment really rampant in bars. You know, and you know what? Here I was thinking all these years that high levels of sexual harassment were only happening in Ukrainian chocolate factories. Gosh.
Well, I guess according to Medical News Today, it is official. Men drinking in bars often feel free to get grabby, make lewd remarks, and otherwise sexually harass women who aren't interested. This has been going on since the days of what? Alcohol was invented?
Right. I think alcohol is the gateway drug to sexual harassment. Right. Don't do it. You know, at best, do a non-alcoholic beer. I know people are going to be that are beerophilics or whatever they call them. They're going to go, that doesn't make sense. The only reason you drink beer is to get drunk. No, I mean, you could like the taste of it. I do, but I don't like the alcohol. That's just me.
You know, these Canadians, I wish they had asked me if I wanted to volunteer to do this study. Because, I mean, check this out. They did 1,300 visits to 118 large dance clubs, sports bars, and concert venues in Toronto, Canada. It was just one big party.
Yeah. One big party. Oh, man. Catherine Graham, the study's author, she's a senior scientist at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health at the University of Toronto, She says all of this would include anything from a guy walking up to the bar and grabbing a woman's breast and then disappearing into the crowd. That sounds like a 10-year-old would do that, like tug on their hair and run. Come on. You're not old. You are not, if you do that, you are not old enough to get into a bar. I'm sorry. To get a woman to dance with them and not taking no for an answer. To a guy... to a girl on the dance floor and, let's just say, grinding her, and she doesn't want that. Yeah, that's rude. Huh. It's rude to say the least. But ladies, Ladies, if you're going into a bar, you know there's going to be heavy drinking. Don't be surprised if, you know, men are pigs.
Guys are jerks.
Speaking of pigs, yeah. They're not the healthy pigs like Mark Baker raises, the healthy pigs that don't get drunk because he feeds them good things, not antibiotics. Anyway, there's a secondary moment of duh I do want to bring up, and this relates to doctors. I have often picked on female doctors because they have eschewed their femininity to become doctors. And I don't mean naturopaths, necessarily a homeopath. I'm talking about medical doctors because it's a male-dominated, get-rid-of-your-female-intuition kind of profession, honestly. And they will chew up and spit out anybody who's too feminine. So you have to put your male on, your masculinity on. But it turns out in this, I don't know, maybe it doesn't qualify exactly for a moment of doubt, but if I were to ask you this question, Super Don, what kind of doctor is more inclined to do more housework and parenting? A male doctor or a female doctor? Give me your answer. And don't be afraid. It's not sexual harassment if you answer it incorrectly.
I would be inclined to say the female doctor.
You'd be right. And by the way, this is also from Medical News Today. We've had three things we've taken from Medical News Today, and they were pretty cool. One of them was the attack on silver nanoparticles, where they neglected to mention that the full-on study tested cancer cells. And they were saying that silver nanoparticles are harmful to human cells, but they didn't tell you the human cells had gone cancerous, and they were inducing apoptosis, which is the reason why cancer is dangerous, because the cells don't die. The silver nanoparticles were killing the cancer cells. In this case, they're saying female doctors do more housekeeping and parenting than male doctors. And God bless you, female doctors, for doing that, because the men mostly absolutely abandon all aspects of their feminine traits to become doctors as well. So it isn't just women I'm picking on. When you become a doctor, if you abandon your feminine intuition, you're not a good doctor, in my humble opinion. I'm just saying. We'll have to ask Dr. Batar if he agrees with that some other time. Maybe Ty Bollinger will have an opinion on that as well. God bless you all for being here. We love doing what we do 6 days a week, National News Radio, GCN, etc. Check it out, naturalnewsradio.com, our archives, as well as GCN. And if you have any questions about it, you can call us or go to my website at robertscottbell.com. Get Unlock the Power to Heal for my TMB and RSB, and tell your friends. The power to heal is yours, it's theirs, it's mine, it's Tom's, it's Super Don's too. We'll be back tomorrow.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.